pa'y buksan at lipunay pag-aralan mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
RH Bill!
Ipasa! Now laugh!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Bakla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Cheeks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Oh nga te! Ikaw lang kianay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue?
Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na't patsikahan natin!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngipin ay lumayan!
Go, 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 go lang dito sa Generation Gender! Ano man ang ating pinanggalingan at siguro po mga ka-Generation Gender, ramdam nyo ang excitement sa aking boses dahil... meron tayong napaka-importante, napakahalaga, napaka-relevant, ever-relevant na panauhin. Pero dahil meron lang akong 30 minutes ng kanyang precious time, hindi ko nahahabaan ang aking pagbati sa inyo, mga ka-Generation Gender. Pero bago yan, makisali po sa matinong usapan sa 0927-220-8332 or sa aking private number, pwede pong tumawag sa 503-8288. Ang aking pong tinutukoy ay walang iba. Ang napaka-husay, napaka-intense, you know, napaka-passionate at napaka-all-out na si Dr. Margie Holmes.
Oh my God.
Magandang hapon po, ma'am.
Magandang hapon at maraming salamat, Janelle,
yes,
sa pag-imbita mo.
It's
Thank
an
you.
Honor. Nandito po si Dr. Holmes dahil meron po siyang ikikwento sa atin. This is the second edition of her book, Life, Love, and Lust, which
yes,
she wrote
25 years ago,
diba? But people are still as excited.
I hope so, yes.
Kasi nung narinig ko nga ito, sabi ko, diba, sa tingin ko kasi, relevant pa rin siya. So mga ang first question ko, ma'am,
oh, yes,
don't you mind, diretso na ako sa unang
kata. Hindi, maganda okay. 'Yon. At saka 'yan naman ang style mo,
oh,
which is why people love you.
Ang aking unang tanong is, what's really, anong bago? Because ang narinig ko dito ay merong mga sinulat ka na mm-hmm, which you kept, you know?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. At ano yung bago?
Bago.
Okay. Yes.
Una, pwede bang magyabang?
Oh, yeah!
Kasi galing naman ako sa UP at galing
yes,
rin
yung
ano. The book, as you know, no?
Yes.
Salamat mm-hmm, sa permisong magyabang ng konti lang naman. Meron akong pinalit na mga 50% na sa dati.
No? Okay,
so,
okay.
So,
okay.
50% is new, 50% is, you know, it's from 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Una, huwag kayong matakot kung meron kayong lumang libro kasi walang nagbago sa analysis. The analysis hopefully ay kasing mm-hmm, lalim, kasing lawak ng before. Ang isa lang nagbago ho mm-hmm, ay tungkol sa G-spot. And this is not an analysis. This is
okay,
not, this is a fact. Kasi mm-hmm, hindi ho ba facts change?
At yes.
That's why your students are so lucky to have a teacher like you and the listeners are so lucky to have you honestly dito sa show na ito.
Generation Gender.
Oh, it's so important. And mm-hmm, siguro this book fits in.
Yes.
Kasi 25 years ago was one generation.
Mm-hmm.
Alam niyo ho, you know, it's the way you think and hopefully the integrity you have in the way you behave. That
okay,
is most important.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that never changes. Malalim ka ba mag-isip? Tinitingnan mo ba talaga ano ang mahalaga? O nasisilaw ka sa, uy, kilala ito, uy, ang
right,
yaman
right,
ito, etc.
Right.
No?
Yes, yes.
So that has not changed. Ang mga pinag-uusapan doon has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that has changed is the fact. Kasi mm-hmm, ho, facts change, hindi ho ba?
Right, especially depending from the medical world.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At saka depending on what the new research is.
Right.
So, ang kabaguhan lang is the G-spot at okay, pwede nyo akong tanungin mamaya kung ano yung G-spot. Na nung araw,
mm-hmm,
nung sa unang libro, mm-hmm, sinabi na maraming doktor at maraming kababaihan ay alam nila nasan yung G-spot, nararamdaman nila yung G-spot nila pag nasa stimulate.
Mm-mm.
Pero ngayon, marami ng mga doktor ay nagsasabi, hindi, wala akong nakitang proof na may G-spot talaga. That is what has changed, okay. What the doctors have said.
So the G-spot has turned out to be a like an urban legend.
Well,
so what do we know about the G-spot okay. today, Dr. Holmes?
Okay. I think if kung mapapaniwalaan natin, at least yung kababaihan, no? Mm-hmm. Hindi yung mga doktor na ano,
right,
no?
Right.
Ang kababaihan, meron...
Tayo ang may-ari ng katawan natin.
Ay, naku, ang ganda. Ang galing mo. Okay, at totoo yun, hindi yes. ba? Not just a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo, oo.
Mm-hmm.
Kung mapapaniwalaan natin yung kababaihan 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
meron namang alam at nararamdaman pag nasistimulate sila.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kahit noon, merong nagsasabi, hindi ko mahanap ang G-spot ko, ano ba, nakakahiya naman sa boyfriend ko. At gaya, I hope na sinasabi mm-hmm. natin ngayon, huwag kayong mag-alala. Kasi yung katawan mo, katawan mo. Mm-hmm. Huwag kayong mag-alala kung si Susie o si Clara,
meron
silang ganito, ikaw hindi mo, hindi ka meron. Huwag kang mag-alala kung multi-orgasmic sila,
right.
ikaw hindi.
Right.
Kung may simultaneous mm-hmm. orgasm sila sa
right,
asawa
right.
nila, pero ikaw hindi. Because every sexual experience, and I hope I don't sound loshang here, every sexual experience has its own beauty and validity.
Correct.
Hindi ka kailangang
mag-fit in doon sa,
doon sa sinasabi right. ng norm. Mm-hmm. Hindi ka kailangang may asawa. Sorry!
No, that is okay. So cool in generation.
Thank you. Basta, at hindi, basta lang, I mean, walang pagkukunwari sa dalawa, walang sagasaan, wala ano. Pero
mm-mm.
yung mga sinasabi nung araw na you have to be married, you have to do it, you know, for procreation. Kaya hindi ba nag-away tayo sa RHB kasi merong ibang nagpo-prepare sa noon. That's not true.
Right.
So what was true before, may kababaihan na nagsabi meron silang G-spot.
Mm-mm.
Thank you na nag-amin kayo. Thank you, hindi kayo natakot na ihuhusgada kayo. Kahit na may naghusgada sa inyo kasi meron ng kababaihan kagaya natin, although ikaw musmus ka pa nun, na nagsusuporta sa katotohanan. Pero doon, kasama ng ngayon, marami rin babae na nagsabi, may diferensya ba sa akin? Hindi ko makita at lagi kong
yeah,
sinasabi.
Parang taking it against themselves
yes,
na they
yes.
are not like... You know,
others,
the gifted women.
They are not like, yes, exactly. Oh. They are not like the gifted women. They are not as sexy.
Mm-hmm.
They are not, which hindi naman dapat
hindi
kasi
naman
hindi naman yung totoo.
Right,
hindi
right.
ho ba?
Uh-oh.
So this is what they would say and I hope I was able to reassure them that no, because mm-hmm. we are beautiful and sexy and masabaw. Ginagamit pa ba yung salitang yun?
Yes.
In our own sexuality. Sometimes, if you're willing to learn, you're willing to listen, okay lang. Listen especially to what your partner might want. At kung agree ka na ano yung gusto ng partner mo, okay rin naman sa'yo, wag mo ipapwersa ang sarili mo,
mm-mm-mm.
then go, you try it. In the same way na kailangan mag-agree rin siya at subukan rin niya yung mga gusto mo. Can I give an example?
Yes, we love examples. Siyempre, teacher kailangan for example.
Yes.
Such as?
Yes, sa mga tumatawag sa akin, nagsusulat at pumupunta sa akin
mm-mm.
para sa therapy,
mm-mm.
ang sinasabi ng kababaihan, sasabihin ko, or, kasi if you have a female-to-female relationship, pareho
mm-hmm.
kayong babae, at kadalasan this issue is an issue of a male behaving towards a female, no?
Okay.
Kasi generally, hindi naman lahat, ano? Pero generally, hindi ba mas slow ang babae mag-react?
Mm-mm-mm.
Sexually, you know, she gets excited much more slowly
yes.
than the man.
Yes.
Generally,
parang
no?
Parang iba yung ruta na pinagdadaanan.
Yes, okay. Oo, ganun, ano? Oo. Sana pareho ang resulta, mutual pleasure, mutual, you know.
Mutual delight.
Delight, yes. Pero iba nga yung pag, ano. So, maraming mga babae, sinasabi, paano ko kaya masabi sa boyfriend ko or sa ano, na paghalik niya sa akin, hindi bigla yung parang kagad. Kasi,
salmak ka agad.
Oo, kasi kadalasan raw, gusto anin me, aaminin ko, ako rin, ganun, ano.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ayaw natin na kaagad, gusto natin may konting lead up,
right.
yung siguro, konting pahalik-halik sa labi,
right.
tapos plump, datang.
Yes, ano na yun?
Yes. Dila na yun. Tsung!
I mean,
tapos,
art.
Art.
Art of anticipation.
Pinapanood kita dyan. Yan parang sayaw. Sayaw na sexy.
Sayaw,
salsa.
Right,
oo.
Right.
So, so this is a difference. Now, these things, I think, you know, when we think about owning our bodies, mahalaga. So, I think, going back to your original question, sorry, pasikot-sikot yung ano. No?
We're fine.
Okay. Sana yung mga basics na ganito, yung respeto sa katawan, respeto sa sarili, yung ang pinakamahalaga ay pakinggan ang sarili at hindi ang sinasabi ng pare, ng madre, kahit ng teacher, kahit na magaling sila kagaya ni Janelle, sana ako rin, ano-ano. Pakinggan mo yung katawan mo, irespeto mo ang sarili mo at ibang tao, makinig ka sa mga pangangailangan nila, lalo na yung mga kasiping mo, kaano mo. Fine.
Right.
I know. So, but the book has changed kasi marami nang nagbago ngayon. Okay. Just offhand, do, yung nagbago, ang dami na nating OFW.
Ah, yes.
So, ang mga...
So, talagang ang definition ng relationship,
yes,
no?
At yung family. Kasi, kunwari, we're talking about gender generation.
Gender.
Masyado kong excited sa'yo.
Gen-gen na lang.
Gen-gen. I thank you. Okay. Sa gen-gen, mas malaki ang agwat ngayon kaysa nung araw. Always, ang tingin ng mas bata sa mas matanda. Eh, hindi nyo naman kami maintindihan kasi yung isip ninyo matanda na, ganun ang buhay ninyo doon. Ang buhay namin bago. But pa kayo mag, you know, why pa are you interfering with our lives when you don't understand a thing about it?
Okay.
Nung araw, ganun rin ang isip ng mga magulang at bata, ng mga bata sa mga magulang nila, pag hindi maganda o malapit ang relasyon nila.
Okay.
Ngayon, dahil ang dami-dami nating OFW, mas malaki yung agwat, mas maraming mga bata, yan ang isip nila sa magulang nila. Kasi... Kaya ang isip nila sa magulang nila kasi halos hindi nila nakikita eh. Halos hindi nila nakikita.
Right. So yung mga usaping, halimbawa, yung mga mahalagang usapin sa pamilya, no, you know, katanungan tungkol sa sex, sa relationship, paano nga ito mag-communicate?
Mahirap. In a way, we are lucky. Okay, more OFWs now. Mm-hmm. So may mga issues sa gaano kang kalapit. Hindi ba? Sa magulang mo. Sino ang kinakausap mo, no? That is the bad part of that, no? The good part is social media is so competent, so efficient. So
Information rich.
And it allows you to communicate, no? May FaceTime, may
Skype.
Viber, may Skype, no? At saka, salamat sa Diyos, hindi na mahal. Hindi kagaya nung araw, yung mga mayayaman lang kayang ka. Ngayon, it's really free for all. I mean, of course, you need a smartphone. So, not that free. Pero, pwede rin, worst comes to worst, manghiram ka sa kaibigan mo, no? But the important thing is always the same. Who do you want to communicate with?
Mm-mm.
Who do you trust enough to share these things? Kasi kahit na pwede kang mag-communicate sa magulang mo, kunwari, sila pa, do you trust them? Do you trust them not only to have the right information? Do you trust them to tell you the truth? O tatakutin ka lang? For example, kunwari ang anak, 14 years old, meron akong boyfriend, kagad sasabihin ng tatay, oya, pero wag pang magpahalik kasi
hindi
mabubuntis ka. Hindi ba?
Eh,
hindi yan totoo.
Yes.
Ay, di ba? So how can you trust a parent na tinatakot ka?
Mm-mm.
Although, pagsabi ko...
And then
ko,
giving you the wrong information.
Oh, giving you... tinatakot ka by giving you the wrong information. Oo, tama.
Underestimating your ability to understand and decide.
Yes. Yes, your ability to understand. Or underestimating your ability to put a stop to things just because you and your boyfriend are so turned on.
Right.
I mean, hindi naman tayo hayo porkit na turn on ka sa boyfriend mo at napakagaling niya mag-ano.
Yes.
Kaya mo pa rin magsabi, uy, stop na muna tayo. Alam mo, 14 lang ako, ayoko mabuntis. Ikaw ba, kaya mo bang paninindigan? Hindi ba? And
yes.
Can I say one? Alam ko,
okay.
Marami kang tanong.
No, it's okay.
Kagaya ng teacher talaga, maraming tanong. And always prepared, no? Ano pa ba yung sasabihin ko? Masyado akong excited, nakalimutan ko tuloy. Ask me na lang another question
first. So, this book, is it out? Is it?
Yes.
Out there?
Yes. Okay. It is out. It was launched formally at Glorieta, no?
Okay.
In October. Pero alam mo, my dream always, naku sana hindi ako mapaiyak dyan. But honestly, my dream was always to have a launch in UP. Kasi talaga, among all my alma maters.
Of course, ha? This is your place.
Of course, no? Mm-hmm. Dun sa apat na alma mater ko, na where I studied, got a degree, ang UP talaga yung mahal ko sa lahat.
First love.
First love talaga. I mean, talaga, you know. So, gusto ko sana, at nagpapasalamat ako sa UP MASCOM. Super big pasalamat sa iyo, Janiel, that you've given me this opportunity. Ha? So, yes, it has been launched before, but this is the first time it will be launched in UP.
So, i-announce lang namin yan. Please come and see Dr. Holmes this February 11.
Yes.
Bring your significant other or others.
If you can.
And we'll join in the conversation sa College of Mass Communication Auditorium at 4:30.
Four
in the afternoon.
Mm.
Sige, kung ano man ang mga hugot nyo na mga katanungan, ibaon nyo na yan.
Ah, yes. Excited ako sa katanungan eh.
Yes.
At saka, ano ba, I hope, no, ano ba yun, yung this is another difference. Maybe not in gender, in personality, and maybe in our expectations. We will start on time, ha. Walang Filipino time.
Oo.
I mean, I just said, no, kasi 4 to 6 lang yung auditorium.
Right.
You know.
Sige.
I'm looking forward.
Or 5 minutes before 4.
Better pa.
Oh, sige, meron akong... Ano ang interrelatedness ng itong tatlong words na to na ang lahat magaganda? You know,
okay.
I always tell my students that the importance of learning about your body, about your sexuality, what delights you, what pleasures you. But I want to hear exactly from your mouth, Dr. Holmes.
Okay.
Ano nga ba ang interrelatedness ng buhay, ng pag-ibig at ng lust?
Sa aking paningin, no, ang basihan hindi lang personal experience, but ayon sa mga, alam mo, I'm a clinical psychologist.
Right.
So, maraming nagsusulat, at marami ring pumupunta for therapy, although kinukonti ko na lang yun, mas mahirap yung therapy sa pagsusulat. ang buhay mo, mas gumaganda, una, kung may confidence ka sa sarili mo.
Mm-mm.
Ikalawa, kung may respeto ka sa sarili mo. At yung hindi ka napapahiya kung may maghalungkat sa buhay mo. At kahit ganong kalalim maghalungkat, alam mo na wala kang tinatagong nahihiya kang malaman ng iba. I mean, you know, yung tungkol sa katarungan at kaba, hindi ko sinasabi, ay naku, naging pregnant ako nung ano, or ay naku, nag-abortion ako. You know, these are, you know, sometimes the necessities of life, no? I mean, yung katarungan na hindi mo binigay yung pinangako mo, yung sweldo ng mga, ano mo, ang baba, yung pala, ang taas-taas ng pera mo. This is what I mean na, so, mapapahiya ka sa sarili mo, no? O sa anak mo, kunwari, kung malaman ng anak mo, tapos ikaw pa yung lecture ng lecture. So, kung alam mo, maraming ganyan. Okay. So, yun na, masasaya ang buhay mo kung may kumpiyansa ka sa sarili mo at hindi ka napapahiya at proud ka sa mga ginawa mo sa buhay. Kasama na dyan kung gaano ka umibig. At sino ang binibigyan mong permiso umibig sa iyo.
Right.
The word is the permission.
You know, allow this person.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You allow this person to love you. And, you know, maganda yan, ano, Janiel, na sabi mo, you allow. And you allow yourself to love. You allow yourself to love yung talagang mahal mo. You know, at ito mas madali ngayon, I think. And the other difference nga in the book 25 years ago and now is that LGBT issues, people understand it more.
Mm-hmm.
The book 25 years ago, Life, Love, Lust, was very open to different sexual orientations.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi that's what you know, no?
Yeah.
That's what we know as intelligent human beings, no? Being gay was never an issue. Ever being transsexual was never an issue for us. You know, we know you not only can, but have a right to love and be loved the way you want.
Right.
No? Pero ngayon, 25 years from now, at least yung mga hindi
yung
pa ganito.
Mas ano
oh,
na.
Mas malawak, mas malalim.
Right. Ang sinasabi ko nga, we have more vocabulary at present talking about this.
Yes, and vocabulary is important.
It's important.
Kasi may subtleties yung mga sinasabi mo, hindi ba? At saka, at least, I think, yung mga nung araw sinasabi kahit ano, yung you will burn in hell, mapaparusa ka. At least, meron ng sumisita sa kanila. Okay. So, that was the change. Pero yung when I say, gaya ng sinabi mo, magbigay ng permiso, hindi lang sa iba, siguro, hindi ba? Sa sarili mo.
Mm-mm.
Kasi meron pa ngayon kahit na very open-minded tayo, we accept LGBT issues, we celebrate LGBT lifestyles. Meron pa rin iba na nahihiya o natatakot dahil lesbian sila o gay sila. Na this is what I mean, do not force yourself to love someone just because yung gender ng taong yon, yung gender ng gusto ng magulang mo, ng simbahan mo, na mahalin mo.
Right. Ha?
So, if you're gay, give yourself permission to love and be turned on by a fellow male. If you're lesbian, bigyan mo ng permiso ang sarili mo na magmahal at magnasa sa kapwa babae.
Correct.
Sa kapwa mo.
I am just thinking, Dr. Holmes, of the young people na walang environment katulad ng UP halimbawa, na hinahayaan, sinusuportahan,
yes,
at binavalue ang kanilang opinion, you know.
Yes,
yun yung lagi kong iniisip eh.
Ang bait mo.
A lot of people who do not have the privilege
of
being listened to, of being supported. Right?
Yes. I mean,
ang
totoo yun.
Ang hirap i-imagine.
Oh, ang sakit, di ba? Oo. Kasi I think sa UP, naku, naging judgmental ako. Sa UP, pag judgmental ka pa, parang kasalanan mo in a sense kasi
diba?
Ang daming options. This show alone.
Yeah, this show alone is really a testament to that.
Yes. So many classes that you can enroll in, hindi ba? Hopefully so many teachers you can talk to and fellow students.
Mm-mm.
Pero siguro sa ibang, gaya ng sinabi mo, siguro sa ibang paaralan, mm-mm, sa ibang ano, mas mahirap nga. I mean, that's a good point. So, what can one hope for? Siguro yung mga graduates ng UP, minsan, mm-hmm, yung iba magturo sa ibang eskwelahan.
Spread the wings, kumbaga.
Kung
no?
pwede, sana.
Mm-mm.
Maybe keep one subject here para may tie ka pa sa alma mater mo.
Right.
Kung
uh-oh,
ano, kaya ng traffic. Alam mo, pero...
Okay.
Yeah, ano, you're right. Mahirap na tanong.
Meron akong siguro last na ito na tanong to kasi this would require like a narrative. But my friends really asked me to ask you this. The thing about infidelity, this is really big kasi parang bakit merong infidelity pa rin sa mga relationship na masaya? I've encountered this woman on TED Talk, Esther Perel.
She's excellent.
Yung parang it's the paradox.
Yes.
It's a paradox to be managed, not a problem to be solved. But always palaging merong disconnect doon sa the arrangement ng domestic life. Parang it's always conducive to really, you know, the curiosity over
Yes, because if the arrangement of your domestic life is traditional,
mm-hmm,
at yung sinisuporta ng traditional na sosyedad, mm-hmm, which let's face it, is still,
mm-hmm,
look, can I just say something
political
which is not so nice? I mean, you even look at our lawmakers. I mean, mainly men. And even the female sometimes, you know, not
very
supporting the RH
still.
Bill.
Right.
you know, very male. And they have no shame in saying very traditional things.
Mm-mm.
You know, like the RH bill should not be because of X, Y, and Z, etc., etc. No? So everything supports the traditional way of life. Everything except some portions of UP and other places to pockets of intelligence and openness.
And enlightenment.
Yes, and enlightenment. Ang ating umbrella rito sa Pilipinas ay very conservative and traditional. At dahil traditional sila, ang isip nila sa anong dapat sa marriage ay traditional rin na nagmamahalan kayo. Ikaw, tingin mo lang ay sa asawa mo, ang tingin lang ng asawa mo sa iyo, walang ano. So, dahil traditional, nasasanay na kayo, parang wala nang, wala nang asim.
Mm-mm,
at wala nang effort.
Okay.
Oo, na magpag... hindi, magpaganda. Parang very contrived rin yun eh. Wala nang... Alam mo eh, you know, alam ko na matitiwalaan kita. Alam mo, matitiwalaan mo
ko.
Wala na, okay. Pero alam mo, in the same way that we need security, as Perel says, we also need a sense of adventure and novelty.
Of, you know, a sense of taking risks and...
Yes! Oo.
Surprise.
Yes. Pero alam mo, ang I think nakakalimutan ng tao ay hindi lang ito sa sex.
It's hindi, the whole of life.
It's the whole of life. And let me, yes, it's the whole of, and let me give you an example in your relationship, in your marriage, or in your relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know.
Right.
Or boyfriends and girlfriends. If ang relationship mo sa boyfriend mo or sa girlfriend mo is halos alam mo na yung sasabihin niya eh. Alam mo na yung his stand on issues.
Mm-mm.
You know? At kagaya ni Enrile, alam mo na yung his stand on issues, yung anong makukuha niya para sa sarili niya. You know, ganun. Alam mo na, hindi na sorpresa eh.
Oo.
This is not an exciting conversation. This is a relationship, I think, para sa iyo, para sa kanya, na kailangan kalkalin. Kasi kung very predictable ang sagot mo at ang sagot niya, wala nang pag-iisip yun eh.
Right.
You know, there is no excitement.
There's no growth.
There's no growth.
No,
there is no exciting. There's no discovery. There's no reading new things. There's no interacting honestly with new people, etc. Kasi in our life, we change. We you have to change. You know, yesterday, last week, I was not yabang about appearing on the show. Now, I'm so mayabang. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know.
Dr. Holmes, to many, counterintuitive to, kasi we have been told that, you know, that the number one ingredient in a very good relationship is communication. You know, magpakaparehas na wavelength.
Ah, oo, hindi.
Nakakaintindihan, communication.
Yes, okay.
Ganyan.
Communication of your honest feelings. Mm-mm. And not communication na kailangan pareho-pareho kayong mag-isip. And the communication of honest feelings can be, you know, I cannot talk to you right now. I cannot believe gano'ng kabobo ka. Pwede namang ganun
yes,
eh.
Yes, right. Oh,
I mean, talking about OFWs, you know, yung aking asawa at ako, separated kami, you know, in distance by four years, no? Nasa London siya, nagtatrabaho. Nasa Maynila ako, nagtatrabaho. Alam mo, ang hirap niyan sa telepono, kaya intindi ko yung mga OFW pag mag-aano ka.
Yung husband ang, mo pa nun, oh, British
nandun.
Brit.
Ah, oh,
may
oh,
accent pa.
Minsan, hindi ko maintindihan. No, mahirap yun. Lalo na yung walang mga Skype. Ang mahal ng tawag. Hindi ba? So, natuto kami na, look, I'm so angry at you. Let me hang up first. You call me up in about an hour.
Okay lang naman pala yun, right?
Oh, for me, at yes, okay. Kasi kesa na alam mo yung bagsakan ng telepono, ang sakit nun at nakaka-frustrate. Kasi ang nangyayari on the other side, tatawag ng tatawag, galit ka rin, binagsakan mo ng telepono, hindi mo kakausapin. At alam mo, ang layo na ninyo, ang dami ng mga issue, ang dami ng tukso, ang dami ng nakikilabo sa buhay ninyo kasi yung iba gusto yung sweldo pumunta sa kanila, you know, magulang, anak, kesa. Alam mo namang marami
yes,
yun, no?
Uh-oh.
So, the communication has to be honest. Even if the communication is painful.
Parang hindi lahat ng bagay ay mag-a-agree kayo.
Yes! Can I give
yes.
Give an example that makes me look bad. So,
okay.
Bago lang kaming kasal ng asawa ko, no? I was 52 when he's not my first husband.
Okay.
Obvious, I'm sure. At saka siya, he was 57, no? So, bago pa kaming magpakasal, tapos, meron akong nakikitang babae na cute. Eh, syempre, he just got married to me and
medyo
I know.
Medyo napalingon.
Oo, hindi siya napalingon. Very good ang kanyang training. Kaya sabi ko, do not feel that you have to hide if you look at a girl. Kasi alam mo, nung bata pa ko, maraming lalaki napapansin ko ganun ang ginagawa. Naaawa ako sa kanila. Kasi hindi lang. So ayokong maawa ang tao sa iyo. And anyway, it's not real. You see a pretty girl, you know, you can look at her. Huwag ka naman parang naglalaway. Doon baka masaktan ako. But anyway, So I would say, would you have slept with this girl? Do you want to sleep with this girl? Would you have slept with her if you didn't know me?
What if questions?
Oh, what if? Oh. Eh, syempre, akala ko bago lang kaming kasal. Nasasabihin niya, No, darling, because ano, eh, sabi niya, yes, I would. Magtampo ako. Like a typical Filipina, nagtampo ako. At sabi niya, imbes na lambingan niya ako, hayop na yan. Imbes na lambingan niya ako.
You
sinabi
asked the question,
niya,
eh.
Yes, he said, do not ask me a question that you do not really want the answer to. So napahiya ako sa sarili ko.
Mm-mm.
But you have to be strong. And in the beginning, I'm not saying that I'm the best, no, and I'm the, you know, the bravest. It depends. The quality of your relationship depends on the quality of your strength, depends on the quality of your honesty and how hurt you are willing to be. I mean, it's not pleasant to know my husband would sleep with this girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes, I mean, yes. Ganun na, no? Mm-hmm. I mean, and as with conversation, so with sex. Kasi with conversation, eh, di ba, yung mga very silly comments, yung, I mean, not silly advice, laugh at all his jokes, even though you've heard it before. Ano lang yan? Outside lang yan.
Pop psychology. Pop
psychology. Oo. Hindi gen analysis. I'm not joking, ha? Totoo yun. Nakikita ko in the way we interview and thank you. Yun eh. As in conversation, so with sex, wala yung mga issue na, you dress up in a harem suit or as a slave girl or in leather. I mean, pwedeng nakakatuwa, no? You make love in the dining room table or even here. Pwede ba?
Pwede
ba dito? Matigas ma? Ano, kaya yung mabigat kagaya
pwede,
ko?
Pwede.
That's fun, nakakatawa. Pero that's icing on the cake. Hindi yung kasing halaga na you be honest, you be truthful. Kasi what he finds exciting in you, it's not just your body. Unless super, super babaw ang taong ganito.
Mm-mm.
In which case, why are you with him?
In the first place,
yes.
Right?
And I'm so sorry na lagi kong sinasabi yung lalaki ganito at yung babae ganito. But as you know, to be correct, no, to be accurate, we have also to say what is true. At least in my clinical experience, mm-hmm. rather than what is politically correct, no?
Mm-hmm.
And in my clinical experience, notwithstanding some of the in quotes, feminist research that says otherwise,
mm-mm.
in my clinical experience, men have a more difficult time being physically faithful to their wives. And being emotionally faithful will be much easier for the male if the woman is emotionally worth being faithful to, in the sense that she's curious, she looks at life, she doesn't always say the same thing kasi hindi na siya nag-iisip.
She's parang vibrant.
Yes. Hindi
vibrant.
Siya parang parot.
Right.
And another thing about fidelity, one of the things I found out, because many, many men still would like to sleep with many women kung kaya, one of the things is that sometimes fidelity happens because your husband loves you enough, because your husband does not want to hurt you, because he is emotionally faithful to you. He is so emotionally in love with you. He may literally get an erection when a girl passes by.
Mm-mm.
No, he may literally, pero at kahit na mag-lap dance yung babae sa kanya, baka aanuhin niya. You know, he's interested. Pero there are some men, not many, but there are some who will say hindi. Hindi dahil hindi siya nalilibugan,
mm-mm.
pero dahil mahal niya yung asawa niya at alam niya na super na masasaktan yung asawa niya.
Right. So, what we are saying is that, you know, to have really good relationship and really good sex, you know, mm-hmm. and have a really good life, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Yes.
You know, it takes courage and work and bravery.
Absolutely.
So ask the difficult questions.
Yes, and if I may quote the poet, I don't remember who it is, you know, none but the brave deserve the fair. Of course, the fair hindi yung maputi.
Right.
Yung, you
yes.
know, and I think that's lovely. Huh? Kung hindi ka matapang or whatever the word
right.
is, you do not deserve
magtago,
you know,
na lang
love
yun,
and love.
Huwag na lang lumabas ng bahay.
Oo, ganda.
Maraming salamat, you know. I am so bitin.
Look, I am also bitin.
Yes, but I know Dr. Holmes has to go. I have nothing for you. I have
my God.
Token. I just have my thank you and my gratitude.
And you have your beauty and generosity and you gave me the opportunity.
I hope we will have a second
I promise.
Chikahan.
Ha? I promise.
Maybe not on air, but somewhere.
Ah! Oh, mas maganda yung kasi
maraming,
din.
Maraming salamat. It's been a pleasure.
It has
magbabalik
been
po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Thank you very much, Dr. Holmes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Tabi-tabi po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Hay nako, binusto naman niya yan eh.
Ang ikli-ikli naman kasi ng suot.
Balita ko kasi, nakainom siya nung nangyari.
Ito ay victim blaming. Ito ay rape culture. Ayon sa Philippine Commission on Women, humigit kumulang 1,000 kaso ng rape ang nare-report sa Pilipinas taon-taon. 77% ng mga rapist ang hindi nahuhuli. Ito ang dahilan. Tama na, itigil ang rape culture. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ako si Mark.
Ako naman si Carlo.
Nung una ko siyang makita,
alam ko na.
Na siya na talaga ang gusto kong makasama habang buhay.
My name is Lily. I love Daddy Carlo and Daddy Mark. I mean, I have a mom, but you know what? I have the best daddies in the world.
If a child can view all genders as equal, why can't everyone else? See the world through the eyes of a child. Fight for gender equality. A reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasali ka.
Anong oras na? Bakit ngayon ka lang umuwi? Nung bababae ka na naman? Di mo na nga kami mabuhay ng mga anak mo! Ang liit na nga ng sweldo mo, ang lakas pa ng lobo mong babae!
Ayon sa isang pag-aaral, 4 sa bawat 10 biktima ng pang-aabuso ay lalaki.
Hindi lang babae ang sinasaktan. Hindi lang babae ang inaabuso.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
At nagbabalik po tayo dito sa Generation Gender. Ako pong yung lingkod, si Julian Baldo Cobello. At tayo po ay napaunlakan kahit mabilis na bilis lamang ni Dr. Margie Holmes. Nandito po kanina si Dr. Margie Holmes dahil pinag-usapan po namin ang kanyang the second edition to her book Life, Love, and Lust na i-launch na noong October pero i-relaunch dito ngayon sa College of Mass Communication sa February 11 at 4 in the afternoon at the CMC Auditorium. So kung maaari po lamang tayo po ay pumunta dahil napaka-intense kung kayo po ay nakinig kanina, napaka-intense as usual as si always si Dr. Margie Holmes, the ever gracious and graceful Dr. Margie Holmes. So ngayon po dahil it's so parang nandito pa ang kanyang intensity sa ating radio booth. But anyway, what I'd like us to reflect on for the last 30 minutes ng Generation Gender is really what have we learned so far from Dr. Margie Holmes? Kasi alam mo, ang Life, Love, and Lust na libro na sinulat niya, she wrote it 25 years ago, she was saying things. She was already saying a lot of things that really sounded ridiculous at that time, sounded so progressive, so radical. She was really the first columnist, as far as I'm concerned, na talaga who really put it out in the open, you know, usaping sexualidad, usaping LGBT, usaping pagmamahal, hindi lamang sa pagitan ng babae at lalaki, kundi sa pagitan ng lalaki, babae at babae. And this was 25 years ago. Naalala ko, meron siyang segment sa Taste ng Tahanan. And I was really, really young then, pero talaga nakita ko ang napakatawa tapang ng babae ito. Nagkikwento, nagsasalita sa telebisyon tungkol sa sex, tungkol sa pagtatalik, tungkol sa pagsisiping in a way na napaka-kompleto. Okay? And of course, her intensity and her good humor really made everything just easy to listen to. Kahit na tesis ng tahanan, almost ano yun, noontime, before noontime yun eh. And I was young then, hindi ko pa masyadong naiintindihan ng kanyang mga pinagsasabi. But really, Dr. Margie Holmes is really that person who really opened up difficult conversations in mainstream media channels. Okay? So number one that what we have learned from Dr. Margie Holmes really is that just go ahead with whatever message you believe in, kahit hindi pa siya uso sa panahon mo. Parang nauna dyan si Dr. Margie Holmes yung mga usaping reproductive health, usaping body entitlement, body politics, usaping revolutionizing sex education. And she was already out there being loud, being very talkative at the time na hindi pa masyado ang usaping yun ay nasa academia pa lang, nasa loob pa lang ng classroom ng UP. Pero siya nandoon na siya, nasa radyo, nasa column, nasa tabloid, meron siyang column sa broadcast sheet. Sa akin lang is that, you know, sabi nga ng Facebook, be like Dr. Margie Holmes. Sometimes the things that you feel strongly about, the things, the passions that you believe in may not yet be the uso of your time. You may be, you know, you may be ahead of your generation. You may sound too advanced or pwede rin too manang masyado ka ng killjoy. But if in your heart of hearts, you believe in that message, you believe in the discourse, you just go ahead. Kahit hindi pa siya, even if the field or even if your audience or kahit nga wala ka pang audience, simulan mo na ang diskurso. Magsalita ka na. Research as much as you can, educate as much as you can, offer the listeners or offer your audience as many options as possible. Palawakin rin ang diskurso, hindi rin masyadong makitid. Pero magsalita ka na, magsulat ka na, magingay ka na, at huwag matakot. Kahit minsan kasi tayo nasa natatakot tayo na what if my message will not be acceptable? Maybe this is too much, maybe this is too hardcore, maybe this is too radical. But sa tingin ko nga is, always, ang lagi nating sinasabi dito sa Generation Gender, the political is personal. Always bring it down to the personal level for people to relate with it. At ito ang ginawa sa atin na Dr. Margie Holmes. I believe talaga. At patuloy, passionate siya dito eh. Pinatulan niya tayo dito sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP because as much as she can, she really goes out her way to really spread the message. And unapologetic, di ba? Unapologetic siya. Wala siyang sinasagasaan na tao, pero napaka-unapologetic kasi sa tingin niya, it matters. And we need more, you know, we need more Dr. Margie Holmes in every corner of the world. Sa akin talaga, napaka-husay na role model because sa dinami-dami ng interview na napaunlakan niya at nakita ko siya sa maraming fora, sometimes na-overwhelm sa kanya nag-interview because of her intensity and because she has so much passion around her, you would feel that you're always running out of time. Palaging kulang na oras. At yan palagi, it's really a reflex of people who have a very worthwhile message on their shoulders. And that's Dr. Margie Holmes for you. Meron akong, I'm so glad really that she mentioned about LGBT. She mentioned about her openness about these things. And even up to now, siya lang talaga ang napaka-clinical ng approach tungkol sa mga bagay na ito. Because we see a lot of advice columns in many of our broadsheets, in many of our online news forum, for instance. Pero palaging masyadong niroromanticize, masyadong sinisentimentalize ang mga bagay-bagay tungkol sa pag-ibig. At often, the vocabulary that we hear is something na masyadong, sabi ko nga kanina, masyadong pop psychology. But when it comes from Dr. Margie Holmes, alam mong pinanggagalingan niya, meron siyang meron siyang experience as a psychologist, as a clinical therapist, meron siyang pinanggagalingan. So, hindi to hokus-pokus, hindi lang to kuro-kuro. At palagi, what I like about the way that Dr. Holmes say things is that it's always evidence-based. It's always research-based. Okay? And the good thing about it right now is that she often co-writes with her husband, Mr. Jeremy Baer. So, hindi na lang lagi niyang sinasabi na this is just my point of view. Although ang point of view niya ay malalim, although ang point of view niya ay talagang research-based, she's always open to the idea of the other side, the idea of the other person. And what I really like from their tandem is that often they would not agree on things. They would not agree on things, pero alam mo na parehas malawak. Parehas open doon sa pagbigay kung ano man ang option na hinihingi ng humihingi ng advice. Sad to say, hindi ko lang natanong, gusto ko sanang tanungin kanina si Dr. Margie Holmes ay na what have you learned so far from giving advice to people regarding their sex lives, regarding their relationships? But anyway, there's always next time. Okay, so yan lang po muna. Magbabalik po tayo after 15 minutes. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Manuel Conde,
Lamberto Avellana,
Severino Montano,
NVM Gonzalez.
Kilala mo ba sila?
Halina't kilananin silang mga pambansang alagad ng sine sa panahon ng luwalhati, UP Diliman Month 2016.
Ngayong Pebrero, tampok tuwing Martes ang usapang pambansang alagad ng sine, serya ng mga lecture tungkol sa mga manlilikha ng bayan na mapakikinggan nyo rin dito sa DZUP 1602 tuwing Biyernes.
Abangan din ang mga konsyerto, pelikula, palabas sa teatro, installation art, at iba pang mga pagtatanghal, handog ng UP Diliman Office of the Chancellor sa pamamagitan ng Office for Initiatives in Culture and the Arts.
Kaya tara na, ipagdiwang natin. Panahon ng Luwalhati, UP Diliman Month 2016.
Para sa karagdagang detalye, bisitahin ang Facebook page ng UP Diliman Month.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, 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 go lang tayo dito sa Generation Gender, and we have so many reasons to be thankful for, dahil tayo po ay napaunlakan kanina ni Dr. Margie Holmes to talk about her book, Life, Love, and Lust. And she really gave a very, very good answer to my question, why are these things interrelated? Why are life, love, lust interrelated? Why are they in the same title? At napakaganda ng sinabi niya na kung masaya ka raw sa iyong katawan, masaya ka sa buhay, masaya ka sa iyong relasyon, masaya kayo, generally masaya, at this contentment, this happiness with your body is really something that you work for. This is not for the faint-hearted. This is something that you need to be responsible for, na kailangan pag-aralan, kailangan you own up to what pleasures you, 'di ba? Kailangan malakas ang loob na maging honest, na maipahayag ang gusto mo sa buhay, at wag lang basta maniniwala kung ano ang pini-prescribe ng karamihan, ng tahanan, ng simbahan, ng eskwelahan. So kailangan talaga meron kang responsibility, you know, to learning, you know, what you want, which I think lagi nating pinag-uusapan dito sa Generation Gender, is not really an easy task to do, but, no? It takes a lifetime to really fully understand this. So anyway, sabi ko nga kanina, nang umalis si Dr. Margie Holmes, is that what have we learned from Dr. Margie Holmes, you know, in her advocacy, in her talks, in her writings. What I learned really bilang guro, bilang advocate ng gender equality is that often you find yourself talking, you know, having message that may not necessarily be popular to the current times, kumbaga, na hindi naman lahat ng sinasabi mo ay tatanggapin ka agad. But by looking at the career path of Dr. Marjom, she has really written this book 25 years ago and she was already loud and out when it comes to talking about sexuality, sexual experience, the need to talk about it, that sex and sexuality are really, you know, core concerns in human life. Ngayon, pinag-uusapan na natin ito. Medyo maingan na ang diskurso. Meron ng mga kurso dito sa UP Diliman na gender and sexuality, gender and development. At sinasabi natin na hindi pwedeng hindi pag-usapan ang ating mga katawan, ang ating sexualidad when it comes to development. Dahil hindi yan maihihiwalay, you know, sa diskurso ng ano anong development ng ekonomiya. Palagi nating naiiwan ang usaping katawan, ang usaping libog, ang usaping pagbubuntis, ang usaping pagmamahal sa usaping you know, development, kasi lagi nating iniisip na hindi yan importante. But yun na ang sabi ko nga, if you have an important message that you feel strongly about, you go ahead and just start it. Okay, sabi ko nga, revolutions do not happen overnight. They happen over decades. And once you start it, you just start it, you know. Quality over quantity, kahit konti lang ang audience mo, kahit konti lang ang naniniwala or nakikinig or nagkaka-interest sa sinasabi mo, eventually, if you keep at it, if you're consistent about it, meron. And the quality of audience will really be good. Okay? So sa akin, I have been at this, you know, gender ec level for, oh my God, a long time. Okay? And I started out in my early 20s. Ang vocabulary ko nung early 20s ako, ay hindi pa kasing lawak ng vocabulary ko ngayon. Mahirap magsimula, lalong-lalo na sa mga over family dinners, over talk with friends na hindi pa masyadong nakakaintindi. But I began slowly and I began really being very consistently, you know, obsessed with educating myself. Okay? Sa ngayon, sa panahon ngayon, I'm really surprised na ang opinion ko bilang gender advocate, ang kung anuman ang nasasabi ko ay hinahanap, pinagkakatiwalaan. And I wouldn't have seen myself in this position 15 years ago. Dahil 15 years ago, bago pa lang ako sa usaping gender equality, feminism, pakikibaka tungkol sa karapatan ng mga kababaihan, karapatan ng LGBT. Bago pa lang ako, and I was still in my back and forth journey. But I had women, you know, like Dr. Margie Holmes, who were just so passionate. I mean, yung parang walang kinakatakutan kung merong masasagasaang sensibilities. And this is what I always am trying to say here in Generation Gender and also to my students. Sometimes, nauunahan tayo ng takot that we will be rocking the boat, that we will be disturbing the peace, kumbaga, or we will be shaking off dusts here and there. At nakakatakot ngayon, lalong-lalo na kung ikaw ay ang bagong empleyado, ikaw ang bagong estudyante, ikaw ang bagong miyembro ng organisasyon, nakakatakot talaga na pagpasok mo pa lang, you rock the boat kaagad-agad. But, you know, sabi nga, behaved, well-behaved women really don't make history. Yun talagang sinasabi ko. Kasi, if you look at Dr. Margie Holmes, talagang she is, you know, sabi nga, she is so clumsy. She is clumsy. She is, sabi nga, hindi masyadong well-coordinated ang kanyang hand-eye coordination. At marami siyang mga nasasagi na mga bagay-bagay palagi pag nagsasalita, nauubusan siya ng hininga. And this for me, she is really the poster child of one crazy, passionate, intense advocate. And so this brings me to another concern na sinimula na natin last week dito sa Generation Gender. Why is it really difficult for a lot of young people to take on a progressive stand on many things. Alam mo na sa loob ng kanilang mga utak, naglalaro na sila sa idea na progresibo or pwede nating sabihin na liberal na pag-iisip as opposed to being conservative, pero natatakot pa na magsalita, natatakot pa na magbigay ng opinion. Minsan nga sa klase naiinis ako dahil alam ko na ang aking estudyante ay merong gustong sabihin pero nag-aalangan magsalita dahil tinitingnan niya muna kung ano ang pagtingin ng ibang mga kaklase. At minsan, I just take it against myself. Sinasabi ko, baka kasalanan ko bilang guro. Baka I am creating an environment inside the classroom where my students are not really open to expressing their ideas because there is still the fear of being judged. So as much as I can, I really create a classroom environment kung saan mas mapapadali magpahayag ang mga estudyante ng hindi masyadong popular na mga ideya na pwedeng kumalaban sa ideya ng kanyang mga kaklase o sa aking ideya mismo. So kung ganun ang environment ng loob ng aking classroom, lagi ko iniisip, what else can I do to really make this student talk more and express his or her opinion. So sa akin yun lang. I am not saying that conservatism is really bad, you know, altogether. Pero sa akin, mas takot ang mga kabataan, lalong-lalo yung mga nasa kolehiyo, nasa high school, magpahayag or kahit nga lang magtanong eh. Pag sinasabi ko sa mga estudyante ko, do you have any questions, you know? Have I triggered, have I stimulated some doubts, some questions in your minds? Because I believe that really great doubt is a prelude to great faith. Kailangan bago ka maniwala, kailangan bago mo lubusang maintindihan ng isang paniniwala, kailangan pagdaanan mo, i-test mo muna yung paniniwala na yan, you know, pagdaanan mo ang pagdududa, pagdaanan mo ang pagque-question, and really the first step is to really ask the difficult questions, okay? Because, you know, yun nga, a good life, a great life, a vigorous, vital life requires a lot of bravado, requires a lot of strength and bravery. It is not for the faint-hearted. You know, we need to rock the boat. And this is really crucial, sinabi nga ni Dr. Margie Holmes. This is crucial in all human relationships, romantic relationships, non-romantic relationships, to always be vigorous, to always be out there trying out things, questioning things. Kasi napakahirap daw na mag-maintain ng isang relationship kung saan alam mo na palagi ang kung ano ang gustong sabihin ng kasama mo, okay? So perhaps on the second decade of a relationship, on the third decade, kailangan mag-venture out into another, you know, another world or another unknown world. Kailangan may venture out na ganun. And this is really symptomatic of a vital life. This is really symptomatic of a life that is not lived in fear. So, napakagaling ng mga sinabi ni Dr. Margie Holmes na ang last na sinasabi ay hindi lamang palaging literally na may kaugnayan sa sex. Ang sinasabi na last is really, you know, the thirst, the enthusiasm for always what do you call it? Stretching yourself, always finding out another portion of yourself or another version of yourself. Kasi really, self-learning or self-knowledge is never-ending. So, naintindihan natin that when we talk about life, love, and lust, of course, masarap talaga pag-usapan ang sex, ang kaninang una naming opening salvo namin, kaagad ay ang G-spot. But even, you know, venturing into talking about G-spot requires really a lot of faith. A lot of faith that you will not be judged and a lot of faith that you will learn more about this urban legend called G-spot. So maraming salamat. I hope that was not the last time that we hear of Dr. Margie Holmes. Okay? She promised me a conversation over coffee. Ayan. So sige, kwekwentuhan ko na lang kayo kung mangyari man 'yon. Maraming salamat mga ka-Generation Gender sa pakikinig. It's Diliman Month. And again, meron po tayong brown bag talk with Dr. Margie Holmes on Feb 11 at 4 in the afternoon dito po sa auditorium ng College of Mass Communication. She will talk about her second edition to her book Life, Love, Unless hanggang sa muli po mga ka-Generation Gender, kayo po ay nakikinig sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang ating isip ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan, mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
RH Bill!
Ipasa! Now
na!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Bakla! Tomboy! Kadiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Pakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Oh nga te! Kalarki anay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, tatsikahan natin!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo?
At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga baba!